Fresh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Maryland Governor Roy Moore says there is no threat to drinking water amid a 2,000-gallon oil spill in Baltimore Harbor. Mayor Brandon Scott reiterating that moments ago.
We can smell gas. Obviously, you can smell that gas. And we can see the oil on the water. But we know people are understandably concerned. But again, as you just heard, there is no impact to drinking water.
More than 100 people have been working to help contain the spill all night long. President Trump signing a proclamation banning people from a dozen states from entering the U.S. He is also moving to ban international students enrolled at Harvard University from entering the country. And he's having his attorney general look into whether former President Biden's aides disguised any cognitive declines, he says, during his presidency. The bodies of two Israeli Americans, a couple in their 70s who were killed on October 7th have been recovered from Khan Yunis more than 2.5 years after the attacks. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Last weekend, a 19-year-old woman from De Pere led Fond du Lac County officials on a high-speed chase that caused two vehicles to catch fire, damaged several others, and injured multiple people. Caitlin G. Ray made her initial court appearance Wednesday, where she was charged with 25 felony and misdemeanor counts. Among those charges were 9 counts of first-degree recklessly endangering safety, 7 counts of felony bail jumping, 5 counts of OWI causing injury, operating while revoked, fleeing an officer, and a couple of drug charges. The judge set a cash bond of $500,000. Ray returns to court July 18th. If you have connections to people with lots of land, you may want to let them know about this one. Here's Stuart J. Waddles with more about a state request.
The DNR is looking for landowners with at least 60 acres to host hunters with disabilities for the annual gun deer hunt in the fall. Landowners must be able to accommodate at least 3 hunters and complete an online application by July 1st. There's more about how to help on the DNR's website.
Summer means more outdoor activities like riding bikes and skateboards or electric scooters, and health officials are reminding Wisconsinites to wear a helmet during those activities. They say an average of 70% of the kids who were hospitalized at American Families Children's Hospital following a bike accident were not wearing a helmet when they crashed. They also say nearly half of the head injuries resulting from bike accidents could have been prevented if the rider had been wearing a helmet. As the weather starts to warm up, they're hoping kids will take more precautions to protect themselves. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Brewers are back home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers have the day off before opening a weekend series tomorrow night in Milwaukee against the San Diego Padres. The Brewers beating the Reds yesterday 9-1 at Great American Ballpark thanks to home runs from Jackson Churio, Isaac Collins, and Daz Cameron, whose father Mike played for the crew in 2009. What has Daz learned from his dad?
Stay within the moment and understand that there are going to be times where we're going to win. Sometimes we're going to lose, and just continue to, you know, be prepared.
NFL, the Packers center Elton Jenkins has been holding out for a new contract. What about Zach Tom, the starting right tackle? Asked why he's reported to OTAs.
I don't really think it'll do me any good to sit out. You know, I'm trying not to worry about the contract situation. I'm just trying to do what's best for the team. And being here with the guys, I think that's worth a lot more than the contract situation will take care of itself.
That's Packers right tackle Zach Tom with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today right around 80 with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 58. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a late day shower or thunder shower and a high in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
State Senator Kelder Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media Radio station and on the app.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings, but there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome actor Wayne York, who makes the popcorn pick of the week. And then organized crime expert Bob Dennis joins me in the studio to talk about presidents and their connections to the mob.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Net and Air on Air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Back to Mino and the Mayor here on 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WSS, and of course the Civic Media app. This is Scotty Summer, our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets are $100 in cash, plus every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings of a Wisconsin Dells area vacation or a Door County vacation.
That's awesome. All right, so here we go. This hour's keyword is road, R-O-A-D, road. Just download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Play stores, choose WISS or WGBW, and use the text button to send the keyword road for your chance to win in the statewide contest.
This hour, you're playing for a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets. The keyword, again, is road. Again, we need your votes. Well, votes. We need your text this morning so that Jim and John get a thumbs up from corporate.
Yeah.
And that keyword, again, is road, R-O-A-D. Text in now for your shot to win.
Yeah. Right. Give us a break, people. Come on. For what we do
we're on
for
the
you,
ropes a little bit.
We get up at 4:30. We do show prep before we come in, like you can't believe. We actually even work out so we look good. We do my beeswax tallowing.
This has been going on all morning. I have to mention it. You do realize that you've got two sets of glasses on your head right now. You've got the ones you're wearing and the ones that have been up top all morning long.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Did you know that?
I knew that.
I got some pictures that'll be up on the Facebook page.
Sounds good to have spare. I was wondering where they were.
I've been looking all over. All right. Yeah. We're going to talk about a great organization.
Great
right
organization. Do we have him on?
He is.
All right, cool.
Introduce him.
Keith Pamprin, who has done so much in this community, was the director of Keith, was it neighborhoods or you worked for the city for 30 years and you were just a terrific, you made the city so much better. But now you are very involved. I don't know what your title
Challenge
of the Outdoors is what you're doing
now. What is your title? You got to give yourself a title, Keith. What's your title?
I'm a volunteer.
Come on.
Okay, so Vice President of Outdoor Activities, Keith Pamprin is on with us.
Absolutely.
But Keith, your organization is dedicated to serving the recreational needs and the desires of the physically challenged sports person. And you do that really, really well. Tell us some of the things you're doing now.
Well, Challenged Outdoors is a donor-supported, all-volunteer, 501c3, not-for-profit. Our mission is to get people with disabilities outdoors to challenge themselves to the best of their ability. And we do that by putting on multiple events throughout the year to get them outside.
And I'll tell you what, Jim and I were talking, even with some young people doing their projects for Eagle Scout and everything. I did a couple of stories on duck hunting in Abrams, you know that one spot in Abrams where they built the deck and it was through Eagle Scouts and everything like that. It's like the community has really embraced this, haven't they, Keith?
Yes, they have. We for the Abrams project, we partnered with the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association,
yep,
and Challenge Outdoors partnered with them to install accessible duck hunting blinds and deer hunting blinds. Since then, we've grown to have our own project out at Angelica. It's called Peter's Pond. We have a brand new clubhouse, a fully stocked fishing pond with five accessible fishing piers, and we invite any groups to partner with us to bring your groups out, especially persons with disabilities, to have a day of fishing and outing outdoors.
That's awesome. And Keith, you said you're a 501c3, so you're a nonprofit organization, and nonprofits always need some help. What do you have coming up here? This is 2025 Challenge of the Outdoor Sporting Clay fundraiser. Is that going on now, or is that coming up?
Well, that was actually the first week, second weekend in April.
Oh, I see the scores here. All right, I got it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we did really well this year. We had beautiful weather, and we had 450-some shooters.
Wow!
Which was incredible. That is our major fundraiser each year. The only other fundraiser we have, the major other fundraiser is we have a banquet, which will be coming up this year in September, and it's going to be at Triple J Sporting Clays.
I know those guys well.
Pardon?
I used to know those guys well.
Yes. And we're looking forward to that. That'll be our first time having our banquet there, and we hope we get some people out there and sell some raffle tickets and make some money.
Well, we need
funding, of course,
right,
to cover all the events that we provide, because all of the events are provided at no cost to members or persons with disabilities.
Keith, it's, you know, obviously since the war started in Iraq and Afghanistan, we've had a lot of our men and women, you know, come back with some challenges like this. And I will say this, as horrific as that is, one of the, and I'm not saying the good things that have come out of wars, there's very little good things that come out of wars when things happen to people, but the advancement, it's almost like some company said, okay, we got these people, we're going to do more for them. The advancement in making the outdoors accessible have really improved over the years, haven't they?
They have. And that's part of our goal. You know, some people with disabilities, and sometimes it's because of a traumatic accident or injury or you know, veterans coming back from the military war. And some of them are just people that are getting old and as a result of their aging process, just can't do what they used to do. And what we don't want those people to do is to sit in their house thinking that their life is over.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
We think getting them outdoors, enjoying nature, enjoying camaraderie outdoors is crucial to keeping people's attitude. And I always say, anytime I'm outdoors, it refreshes my soul.
Absolutely. 100%.
So Keith, you got the Sporting Clay fundraiser, of course, the banquet coming up at Triple J, but what if somebody wants to just make a donation today? What you do is so needed, and like you just said, it's more than just getting outside. It's good for the soul. So, but how can we donate now?
Well, obviously, you could. We have a Facebook page,
okay,
and we have a website, and you know, you can go on those websites. I think our website is www.cto4me.
Yep.
We have newsletters on there, and in that newsletter you can find the contact, you know, to make a donation.
Great.
We're always looking for two things. We need funding to maintain the events that we provide each year, and now we need funding to stock our fishing pond out at Angelica and Peter's Pond, and we need funding to maintain and purchase equipment to help people who need equipment to get outdoors and hunt and fish and play.
Hey, Keith, I in fact, very recently, a really great friend of mine unfortunately lost their the brothers battled to ALS and had a electric cart with all the different things. And I've had other people before, and you know about that story, oh, John, yeah. I told you about, mm-hmm. that we might be donating it to. Right. A friend. But I've had other people over the years offer those to me. Do you guys accept things like that, or would you rather just everything be brand new when you do get them, just so that there's no, something might be wrong with it or anything?
Well, I wouldn't say we would not accept it, but we have to be a little bit careful.
Sure. Right.
What we would do is we'll act as an intermediary. So if someone donates something to us, we will try to find out if we have somebody that can use that. We don't have the ability to accept it and store it and retain it for any long period of time.
Right.
But yes, anybody that has something that they wanted to donate, we would act as a middleman to try to get it to someone who could use it.
I used to work with a group. It was for wounded veterans, but they'd build decks, handicap ramps, and different things like that. And those guys got it down, and women. Trust me, there's women there too. I'm not trying to, but they had it down to a science how they could do this. Do you guys need volunteers to help with building projects, or do you guys have pretty much a bevy, sitting on the bench on the sidelines, just waiting for the word to come in and do their thing?
We're always looking for volunteers to help. Particularly younger, able-bodied people who can help those persons with disabilities get out and do the things they want to do. As I mentioned, we're an all-volunteer organization, so anytime we have an event, we have to have help to get people out there, whether it be driving them to the event, using our UTVs to get them out to the hunting blinds, or taking them out fishing. In fact, I just want to mention that this coming weekend, June 7th, is Free Fishing Weekend in Wisconsin.
Right.
Challenge the Outdoors is having our fishing outing at Huckleberry Harbor at Shawna Lake. We have 5 or 6 pontoon boats, and we'll be taking our members and any persons with disabilities out fishing for the morning.
Fantastic.
And then we finish it off with a nice picnic lunch at the harbor.
That's awesome.
And that's perfect weather coming up, too, on Saturday. That's great, Keith. Keith, do you keep the outdoors going all year? It sounds like you got the fishing, you got hunting. But
yeah, we do. We have that fishing on Shawna Lake on Saturday. Sunday, we have sporting clays at J&H where members and can go out and shoot around the sporting clays together, have some camaraderie, and then get together for lunch at the clubhouse later on.
Got a text here. I just want to read this real quick. God bless these people. Thank you for doing what you're doing, Keith. Janet.
Yep. Well, thank you.
Yeah. Keith, what if someone hasn't hunted or hasn't shot clay or hasn't, can you help them out too? Are these people who are pretty seasoned that just had a setback?
Well, fortunately we have a number of volunteers that are pretty good at mentoring other people.
Great.
For example, we've had a couple of blind members that have gone out hunting and harvested deer. We have one blind lady that harvested a turkey. We have people with disabilities that need special apparatus, to hold their firearm or to sight their firearm. And we try to bring those people and those tools together to make it happen.
Wow.
Hey, I tell you what, we've got tremendous listeners, Keith, as far as like they got, they're very snarky, incredibly snarky. And sometimes the point of insulting and whatever, demeaning,
okay,
humiliating.
That's enough about Brian.
Yeah. But they will jump into opportunity to help this cause. How can they help? Do you want us to kind of be a conduit to have them contact us and then, we move it on to you? Or how would you like that?
Well, I can actually give them my number. If they want to contact me, I can get them to the right people and to the right place.
All right.
My number is 920-639-9275. I don't always pick up at this, as you know, we get tons of calls that I don't want to listen to. But if I don't pick up, just leave a message, and
all right,
we'll be sure to get back to you.
Keith, can you eat?
And again,
oh, go ahead.
Yeah,
we got again, just we're gonna hit. We're coming up to a break, Keith. Can we keep you on for one more?
Okay.
Just right through this break. Maybe we'll get you right back on?
Okay.
Okay, thank Keith Pamperin, Challenge Outdoors. He got us into a real quick break. We'll be right back. This is fascinating stuff, Keith. We really want to be involved and help your everybody involved with your organization as much as possible. Back right after this.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to go. Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com.
Hi, I'm David Rucker, Vice President of Retail Banking at Bank First. At Bank First, we understand that every home buyer has unique needs. That's why we offer a wide range of mortgage solutions to fit your lifestyle and goals. Building your dream home, our construction to permanent loans offer one-time closing and interest-only payments during construction. First-time buyer, veteran, or active duty military. Purchasing in a rural area, we have a solution. Need assistance with upfront costs? Our Down Payment Plus program offers up to $10,000 in forgivable grants for eligible buyers. At Bank First, we're committed to guiding you through every step of your home ownership journey. Let's find the right mortgage solution for you. Check us out at bankfirst.com. Bank First, your partnership in home ownership. NMLS 13930, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
All right, don't forget, the Scotty Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest is on, and you've got till 8 o'clock this morning to text this hour's keyword, ROAD, R-O-A-D, ROAD. Get that Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Play stores. Choose WISS or WGBW. This hour, you're playing for a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets, and the keyword again is ROAD, R-O-A-D. You've got till 8 o'clock to play along and win. Once again, it's Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here with Keith Pamperin, Challenge the Outdoors, a phenomenal organization. Keith, I just want to ask this, just so I'm not, whatever. What would be the best term to use? Because, you know, it used to be handicapped and then disabled. What would be the proper term that you want people to use to respect your people?
I think persons with disabilities.
Persons with disabilities, okay.
Yeah, I think that pretty much fits everybody. You know, there's lots of different disabilities.
Yeah.
Environmental and all of that. So I think if we just, I'd like to just refer any of my friends or colleagues as a person with a disability.
Okay, so, we cut you off a little bit there right before we went to the break. Just go ahead and pick it right up where you are and go from there, and then Jim will jump in.
I was going to mention, you know, we're always looking for volunteers, able-bodied volunteers, and persons with disabilities that want to volunteer. We will get them involved. We're also always looking for landowners who would invite us to use their land for the special disabled hunt in October for the deer hunt. Hmm. We also have a spring turkey hunt, and we're looking for landowners that are willing to accommodate us there. We will handle all of the work. We'll get the blinds up and get people out there and that kind of thing. But we're looking for people to help us with our mission.
That's great. And I think there are some people hopefully listening that have that opportunity. And what a great organization. Keith, I want to ask you to take a step back of this little, get up to the 30,000 foot level. How are we doing just Northeast Wisconsin with people with disabilities? I mean, your organization is great. And we've had you on the show before. I see you once in a while, Packer games. How do you think the community is doing? And then I want to know what more we can do.
Well, I, as you know, I think the greater Green Bay area has been fantastic from the standpoint of solidifying agencies that are providing services for people with disabilities. You know, we have Aspiro, we have Curative, we have Options for Independent Living. All of those organizations are extremely helpful and provide great services. I think Challenge the Outdoors fits a niche in that we get them outdoors to challenge them to their best of their ability. Like I mentioned, I think that gives people some purpose and refreshes their ability to enjoy nature.
That's awesome.
That's great. And we've had the three you mentioned have all been on our show, and they're all working to do more. But then again, I don't want to lose sight of the fact they all need money too, right? These are all nonprofits that are trying to do good things. Options is great. Everything they're working on, of course, is Spiro and Curative. Is there anything that you're like looking for, Keith, or more of an awareness? It just seems like we just want to make sure that persons with disabilities are just as comfortable as those without.
Well, we actually have two capital programs or efforts that are coming up again at our Peters Pond project. We have 7 acres to the north of the pond, and I'm working on developing a pollinator garden with a nature trail, and we'd like to have a 3D archery range out there for persons with disabilities that can use crossbows. In addition, we're always looking for funding to stock the pond with fish and minnows, and then we need a storage building. We have pontoon boat on Shauna Lake. We have UTVs. We have golf carts. We have, you know, numerous trailers and things like that we use for all of our events, hunting blinds. We need a place to store that. So this summer, late summer, fall, we're going to be embarking on building a pole building out at the Angelica property.
Oh, great.
So we can store all that stuff.
And then you can get your car back in the garage.
That's great. Right now we have all that stuff stored at volunteers' homes and places. Right. So it's not good.
Yeah. Well, listen, Keith, we want to be involved with you. Please, let's talk on a regular basis here. Let's know about all the projects you got going on. Let's try to get some physical labor out there, even raise some money. You know, years ago, Keith, I went out to Hayward, Wisconsin, where they had the big fishing. Remember the big fishing?
Yeah.
That was an amazing event in that whole chain of lakes.
Yep. Trying to think of the name of that.
Me too. Right now. I can't think of it. But anyway, I just want to tell you. So they had a banquet and stuff, and I won an 870 Remington Pump Express. Okay. I would be willing to donate that back to you guys if somebody needed that for your sporting place.
Well, we can use that for sure.
Okay.
The other thing, John, and Mr. Mayor, When we're organizing, we'd like, number one, promote our banquet that's coming up in September, and I can get you the details on that.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I think one of you guys would be a great MC at that banquet, too.
Jim would be phenomenal.
John's great.
Todd is awesome.
We'll do it together. We've done these things together, Keith. We'd love to do it
Keith,
together.
Keith, you let us know. As long as it's we'll not a Friday night during football, I'm there.
Yep, same here. Yeah, we'll do it together.
All right.
You bet. Keith Pamperin, thank you for everything you do with Challenge the Outdoors. And I guarantee you, so many of the people listening here right now, this is right in their wheelhouse. And they would be willing and ready and able to either roll up their sleeves or write a check. I promise you that.
Well, we would appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you very much.
All right, you got it, my friend. Great talk to you, buddy. You'll stay in touch. Oh, give the phone number one more time. Do you have his phone number real quick, Jim? Because this is the phone number, people, if they want to donate or spend time with you guys. Or go ahead, Jim.
920-639-9275. Keep up the good work, Keith. We'll see you around. Yep.
Keith Pamperin, thank you, my friend. We'll talk very soon.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Allbull Show.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Community Blood Center, which provides blood products to the Fox Valley area hospitals, is making an urgent call for type O and other blood types as they face a summer shortage. The CBC says summer months are especially hard to maintain the blood supply. Donate at any CBC donor center in Appleton, Oshkosh, Little Chute, and Green Bay. Heading to the lake or river to do some fishing? Brittany Merlot has details for anglers on the annual Drain Campaign.
If you're using live bait, Wisconsin fishing regulations say that minnows can only be purchased from a licensed Wisconsin bait dealer. And rules are to never dump unwanted bait in the water.
Our live bait regulations as far as invasive species can absolutely be confusing to people. And so the simplest way to think about it is that you don't want to take fish or water from one water body and put them into another water body, because you could be spreading a lot of these species, or they're invisible to the eye, and so you could unknowingly spread things by moving the water.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Waters educator with UWSP. She says that if you have worms that you will not use before they die, don't put them in the water or on the ground.
Earthworms and Wisconsin in general, they're not naturally found here. And so if you just think of your live bait as trash and just can dispose of it in the trash receptacles, that's the best way to handle it. It's also better to keep our landings clean and clear for other people enjoying them.
And before you leave the launch, don't forget to drain.
And by draining the water from live wells and boats and making sure we're not moving fish from one water body to another, we can kind of make sure that we're taking the steps to prevent them from spreading.
The Clean Boats, Clean Waters annual drain campaign runs June 6th through the 8th.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today right around 80 with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 58. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a late day shower or thunder shower and a high in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Hi, I'm Haley Newens with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Water City Realty, your go-to gal for buying or selling in the Fox Valley. Whether you're a first-time home buyer, moving into your forever home, downsizing, or something in between, I'm here to make the process simple, stress-free, and even fun. I'm all about clear communication, quick action, and making sure you feel supported from start to sold. Give me a call or shoot me a text at 920-410-0296. I'd love to help you feel right at home.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as Emily Mills will join us from the recombobulation area on an intriguing story about AI and its effect on the environment, as well as what's worse. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
5 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating Me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as Emily Mills will join us from the recombobulation area on an intriguing story about AI and its effect on the environment, as well as what's worse. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Oh, yeah, it's the Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. Your shot to win some Brewers tickets and maybe a Wisconsin getaway vacation. All the details with John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
That's right. It is our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest, your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets or $100 in cash. Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings, a Wisconsin Dells area vacation or a Door County vacation.
And this hour's keyword is road. R-O-A-D, road. So just download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Play stores, choose WISS or WGBW, and use the text button to send the keyword road for your chance to win in the statewide contest.
This hour, you're playing for a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets. Got till 8 o'clock to text the word road right now. Good luck from all of us here at Mino and the Mayor.
Yeah, right.
Todd, what's that most recent text you just highlighted there?
The text is, I was at the dollar store yesterday, and there were three Amish guys. One looked just like Mino. I was going to take a picture, but that's frowned upon.
Hmm. An Amish guy that looked like me. Did you post a picture of me in the Unabomber?
I did not post it.
You can if you want.
Can I?
Yeah.
So I can do yours side by side? Yeah. I will put that in today's blog.
Okay. Being joined right, by the way, first of all, Keith Pamperin, no question, Challenge Outdoors. We want to help them out as much as humanly possible. Not even a question. Well, right now we're talking about something else that's really, really fun. And it's in the great little town, I shouldn't say little town, but it's in the great town of Little Chute, which if you're going down, you're on your way to Appleton or something, and you get some time to go to downtown Little Chute and see the big windmill and all that. That is a cool little town, isn't it?
I love it.
I mean, what is it, all Dutch?
It is a Dutch heritage community. We're very proud of our Dutch heritage.
Yeah. Yes. Everybody's got Van before his name, right?
There is a lot of Vans in Little Chute.
And the Mustang, we did some football games down there. They always play good sports.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a beautiful facility, the
fantastic community. It's perfectly located geographically. It's a great little community. Got a great feel. You're halfway between halfway between Green Bay and Appleton.
Yep.
Nestled right along the Fox River. You got riverfront. Fantastic parks. The school system is great. Little Chute's a great community.
Kind of like a hidden gem.
There you go.
It really is. And it's a clean, good-looking city. You know, a lot of things in there. And I just want to say that's going to be a segue to what you do. You raise money to help Little Chute become this great little community. And I should say, I'll stop saying little.
But I got to be
honest. It is a great community. You know what? Go ahead.
But they picked out something that's a not miss for fundraising. Cheese Fest.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't raise money for Little Chute. There is a community that makes that festival happen. There is a host of volunteers, and there is a lot of people that get together and make that happen, and I'm very, very proud to be a part of it. So there's a board of directors, certainly, and I am the chairman of that board, but there's a lot of volunteers, and we do raise a lot of money, and we've done a lot of fantastic things for the village.
And first of all, Todd's yelling out here. I am the community segment brought to you by Insight Eye Care. Improving lives by improving sight.
You want to try that again? The whole thing?
Yeah. Start from the beginning?
They are a sponsor.
Okay, I'm missing a tooth. I got a jaw problem, and I got stitches in my face.
Yeah, we get it.
And I think I got gout in my foot now.
I know. Yeah. You're falling apart.
Go ahead. Yes, so.
I am the community brought to you by Insight Eye Care. Improving lives by improving sight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. We're with Joe Harlow of Cheese Fest in Little Chute.
And Joe, there's a lot of festivals going on. This is very unique. And you see he's got Friday when they kick it off, the glam band.
I saw that.
So tell me about all you have to offer here. Is a ton of things.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. We are a fantastic three-day outdoor festival. And there's a festival, like I said, just about every weekend somewhere in Wisconsin. We're early on in the summer, so we kind of kick off the summer, which we're very proud of. The thing I think that makes Cheese Fest unique from all the other festivals is it's a great value for the whole family, right? We have a lot of free events. We've got a
$1 rides.
Yeah. There's a lot of carnivals across. We have Crispin Amusements, which has been partnered with us since the very, very beginning, and we continue to offer $1 carnival rides. And that's not $1 a ticket. That's $1 a ride. So you can bring the whole family down,
wow.
Food, Drinks are reasonably priced. You can come with the whole family. You're not going to break the wallet.
Hey, just it's a minor thing, but let's just remind people that you're a cash only facility, right? Some people don't carry cash, so you got an ATM.
We do have ATM available down at the grounds, okay. But not at the gate where you'll be buying the tickets. So right. Tickets are very reasonable. I think they're $5 for adult and $3 for children. But yeah, it is cash only for the gate.
Let's just remind people of that.
Absolutely. I appreciate that.
And you don't have to bring a lot of cash because it's such a good deal.
It is.
I want to know about the cheese curd eating contest.
That happens on Saturday. I think you need to enter that.
I think I could win that.
That is a sight to behold.
I'll bet.
We have a lot of
fried cheese curds or cold cheese curds?
No, these are fresh from Simon's.
Okay.
In Little Chute, which is a great sponsor of ours. This is a half a pound of fresh, squeaky cheese curds. I think the the best time they time how fast you can eat a pound of cheese curds. I think it was just over a minute and a half is the best I've ever seen. It's crazy to watch.
I'd be up for that challenge. I didn't have a broken jaw, I'd be up for that challenge. And tell us about the golf chipping contest.
Yeah, we have one of our booster clubs runs that. It's a fundraiser for them. It's a continual thing that goes on. They have a kiddie swimming pool out in the Ball Diamond, and I don't know exactly what the yardage is, but they have variety of clubs available for you, and you pay so much for so many balls, and it's a pot that kind of accumulates. If you hit it in, you win half the pot, and it accumulates down. So you see a lot of people continuing to do that. It's a lot of fun.
Love your music.
Oh, we've got a great lineup.
That Ask Your Mother. We know them, too. Yeah, it is. And, you guys kind of let it go for a while. You go till midnight?
Yes.
That's the city.
Friday and Saturday night.
Well, that's because the money goes to the Dutch city. That's why they're letting them.
Those Dutch like to party.
I don't know. they shut it down at 10. This is awesome.
I mean, it's all friends of ours here as far as we've got Ask Your Mother.
Right.
Boogie and the Yo-Yos. Yep. And the glam band tomorrow night.
Yep.
Yeah, we have we actually kick off tomorrow night with a local favorite that does kind of a reunion tour. That's Adam's Way. They're out of Little Chute, so that's a great band.
Phenomenal.
They kick us off, and then we, of course, have the glam band. Great friends of ours. We're very happy to have them back. Obviously, we love Dennis, and we're pulling for him.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be there tomorrow night, so we're very, very excited about that. That's a great headliner act. We party till midnight on Friday. But Saturday, we start out with our Big Cheese Parade in the morning. So we've got a fantastic parade. Kids love that.
Wow.
Bring a bag because there's generally a lot of candy and stuff that gets passed out. You want to make sure you're there for that. Then come right down to the grounds because we've got music starting at noon and all day.
Let's talk about the logistics a little bit. So you park at the high school, right? And you guys shuttle? Or what's the best thing for us to do if we bring the kids in the car?
Yeah, I say use the shuttle. It's fantastic. So parking is in the street, right? So there's street parking, and and we're fortunate that we've continued to get bigger and bigger. It's a good problem, right? But parking, we know, is a challenge. So we've alleviated that with that shuttle bus. In fact, I appreciate you mentioning, because this year we added a third shuttle, because believe it or not, we're running them as fast as we can to get there. But right off the highway, you come down, and you got the Little Chute. It's a great big parking lot, and we got the shuttle bus to bring you right to the top of the hill, right to the shuttle ground, right to the festival grounds.
Okay, so I'm just going to go over the days real quick here for you, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so it starts tomorrow. All right. You got the food booths. You got the $1 amusement rides. You got the golf chipping. You got Adam's Way, as you mentioned, playing. And then the glam band tomorrow night starting at 8. So that start tomorrow.
Midnight.
It's So basically, the event starts tomorrow at 5, correct?
Correct, it does, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the carnival will be open. There'll be food. There'll be things going. Adam's Way hits the stage at 6.
So. And then Saturday kicks off with a Big Cheese Parade, the Cheddar Chase. The parade travels down Main Street from the Sanatorium to Grand Avenue. The Cheddar Chase is a family-oriented, non-competitive, one-mile walk-or-run held just before the parade.
Yay. It's a walk-run like none other because it runs down the festival ground. So not only do you do a one-mile run, but you're cheered the entire way. We've
That's
got a
cool.
ton of people down there. The people who do that love it. I think you should do that, Rhino.
I'm going to. If I didn't have gout in my foot, I swear to God, if I didn't have gout in my foot, I would.
Okay.
And then Saturday it starts at 11 o'clock and goes to 11 at night.
On Saturday,
Yes,
Saturday. As soon as you're done with the parade, obviously a lot of the people just make their way straight down. Yeah. Like I say, we've got Mascot Theory at noon. We have Ask Your Mother in the afternoon. And, of course, we got our good friends Boogie and the Yo-Yos headlining Saturday night. So we've got fantastic music all afternoon and evening. Definitely want to be there.
And it's $5 to get in, $3 for kids.
And the best part about it is that ticket gets you in both days.
That's
so
awesome.
Your ticket, it's not $5 a day. You use the same ticket on Friday and Saturday to come back. And Sunday is family day, so it's free admission on Sunday. So.
And some of the things Sunday was $1 for amusement rides. The Little Chute Community Band is going to be there. All sorts of food booths. Cabinet Heritage animal petting zoo.
We do have a free petting zoo. We're back again this year. The kids love that. We've also got a kids entertainment stage. So there is kids entertainment on a separate stage for them, magicians and jugglers and so forth like that. The Fox Valley Metro is going to be doing a demo of their new drone that Cheese Fest was able to donate to them. So we're very excited about that. That's a huge amenity to the community. They're going to be demoing that while they're down there. Also on Sunday, we have the gourmet mac and cheese contest.
That's
a free
that.
Tasting. You got to come check it out. We have several restaurants that vie for that title. We're also going to have a beer sampling from a Fleshman's Brewery. We have our cheese carving on Saturday. There's tons
that's
to
what
do,
I was going
to
talk about. People take that serious, don't they?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And the cheese eating contest, too. But I'm just that cheese carving. This is a great event. I mean, I can't believe when I hear these prices, and you know, we go to a lot of events. This is unbelievable.
I appreciate that. Yeah, it's a great value for the whole family. And that's really, I think, what sets it apart.
And so, let's talk about, it's a fundraiser. And where does the money go?
So 100% of the money that we raise gets donated back into Little Chute. And we've done a number of things. I mentioned the drone that we were able to donate to the Fox Valley Metro. Certainly, we've donated to the fire department, a lot of booster clubs in the school. We do scholarships to graduating seniors as well. We do two $2,500 scholarships every year. But we've done some big projects in Little Chute. The pavilion at Doyle Park is gorgeous if you haven't been there. We were able to donate $100,000 towards that when it was built. There's a pedestrian bridge in Heesacker Park that connects Heesacker to the levee. We made a large donation to that as well. We were a big donor for the Nelson Heritage Trail that connects Little Chute to Kakana across the Fox River, as well as a number of pavilions and parks and improvements and so forth. You're hard-pressed to go anywhere in Little Chute without seeing our name on something.
I just want to say one thing about that trail, because I know that one area in Kakana, when I lived in Kakana, you know, people can go just a few miles off of 41, which has, 8 million cars going down every, and you think you were in like this outback kind of place. Isn't that true? How cool that is?
That trail is absolutely spectacular. And it's a view of the Fox River that rarely you get to see, because it sits so low and you're able to get right down the river. The wildlife that you see, the serenity, as you mentioned, it's a beautiful walk.
Walk. With Joe Harlow, who's the chairman of the board of this event, I'll give you whatever title you want, but what do you want?
I am. I am the chairman. There's a nine-member board of directors, and I'm the chairman of it.
Yeah. And that's great. Man, Joe Harlow for mayor. This is unbelievable. Not only are the projects coming to fruition, but the community pride is there too. You know what I mean? Like that, people love it even more because not only do you have the amenity, but they help bring the amenity.
Absolutely. And we've been very fortunate. We've gotten bigger and bigger. In fact, we're coming off back-to-back record-breaking years for attendance. So we're proud of that. Obviously, we're not doing that with Little Chute. We're bringing in people from all around.
Oh, yeah.
But the people of Little Chute have a great deal of pride for this festival, our community, and what we've been able to do with
it. Todd, read that text you just got there.
It says, I'll be there Sunday for the Best Westerns from Milwaukee. If you like music of Asleep at the Wheel, this band is for you.
Yeah, we've continued to have original artists only on Sunday for the last probably 4 or 5 years, we really like that. We've brought in some fantastic bands. This year we have two great acts, and I appreciate you mentioned the Best Westerners, and also Cat Plan will be opening up for them. So we have two fantastic bands, very similar style. We do work closely with A Mile of Music, so a lot of the artists that we bring in are Mile alumni that have played before.
Oh, that's cool.
But they are generally from out of state, and a lot of people come in on Sunday. That family day is a great day to come in anyway, but you're going to listen to some original music, and people really, really like that.
And your musical lineup is phenomenal.
It is. But that music, Sleep at the Wheel, those guys are good. I mean, that music is like...
Music's great, and there's cheese. Great, I mean, come on.
I know,
cheese.
Right? You can't beat it. What else is there?
You know, we also have free cheese tasting on Saturday and Sunday. I don't know if we mentioned that, but we partner with Simon's Cheese in Little Chute, and there is a huge variety of free cheese available for sampling. And it's not just your everyday run-of-the-mill cheddar. This is cheese that you might not be able to see a lot. Some of it's won world awards with Simon's. It's sexy cheese, mine.
Wow.
You had me at sexy.
Yeah, that's right. Forget the cheese.
No, he had you at cheese.
Whatever. Joe Harlow, Cheese Fest, Little Chute. We'll talk about this again today. But once again, Glam Band is there tomorrow night, 8 o'clock in the main stage. Adam's Way. Ask Your Mother. Great lineup. Great event. Beautiful weather.
Right.
No reason not to go. Joe, thanks,
gotta
buddy.
Thank you so much for having me in here, guys.
Appreciate it.
It's an honor having you.
Joe Harlow.
Todd Kowalczyk coming up after this.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Looking for food, fun, and live music this summer? Head to Area 509 in Appleton with Caribbean Taste. Every Friday, enjoy a food truck rally from 5 to 8 p.m. with live music from 5:30 to 7:30. Starting June 1st, don't miss the Triple S Market every Sunday, 1 to 5. Sip, shop, and sing with local vendors, open mic, and rotating food trucks. And mark your calendar for June 14th. It's Second Saturday Music with Luminati from 6 to 10 p.m. It's all happening at 1025 North Badger Avenue. Come join the fun.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Fans, here is the Quick Trip to the Ballpark ticket offer. Spend $200 at participating Quick Trip locations and get a free Terrace Reserve ticket to a 2025 Milwaukee Brewers home game. Check brewers.com/quicktrip for more details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Now that the weather is almost steadily nice, it's time to really enjoy the outdoors, especially in our downtown areas. Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And mark your calendars for June 7th, because the Oshkosh Gallery Walk is presenting a night gallery from 6 till 9 p.m. Six artists will be showcasing their work in the Algoma Art Alley with live music, fresh handcrafted beverages, and a beautiful evening to kickstart your June month. Go to WISS.FM and click events to find out more.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uihlein. In 2018 alone, the Uihleins received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Summer, summer, summer.
Hey, it is summer. It finally feels like summer, and it is our Scani Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets or $100 cash, plus every entry puts you into our grand prize drawing of a Wisconsin Dells area vacation or a Door County vacation.
And this hour's keyword is road. R-O-A-D, road. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google Play Stores. Choose WISS or WGBW and use the text button to send the keyword road for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
This hour, you're playing for a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets. The keyword, again, is road. You've got till 8 o'clock, so you've got 7 minutes to text in. Not only are you up for the winning on the contest, but you also help out John and Jim.
Right.
They need a little push. They need a little support from you guys out there, so text in now for your shot to win.
Exactly. So thank you very much, folks. Everybody take part in that, because those are two great prizes. Did you ever have a place in Door County?
No.
I mean, you got one down around Green Lake-ish.
Elkhart Lake.
Elkhart Lake-ish.
Mm-hmm. Looked at Door County, but it was, I think I told you that, it was in the middle of my term, and we went up there to look, and there's a lot of Green Bay people, God bless them.
Just kind of, yeah.
What are you going to do about Walmart? What are you going to do about Walmart? And it's like, I think vacations can be an hour away or an hour. You don't want to drive 3 hours just to get away. So, yep. But I love Door County. We're up there all the time.
Yep. I didn't know if you had a place up there.
Yeah, no. It's getting a little pricey up there, too.
Has there not been a little rain yet?
It just is.
I'll tell you what, that lady from Chicago, when I was in real estate, I blew her mind a little bit because she had this little kind of an attitude. Yes, we're looking for a place on the water in Door County. We're coming up from Chicago. We'll pay $2 million cash.
Right.
Find us a place this weekend.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, the cheapest one right now is 3.4.
And that's cheap now.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's cheap now.
We're talking absolutely.
To, Ben and Deanna Melko were in yesterday just talking about real estate. And we in this part of the world, we have to get used to $1 million because that used to be like, oh my God. But there are more and more $1 million homes and because of the pricing, right? And it's just something that, I don't know, it just sounds like a lot of money. And that's because it is a lot of money. But boy, you get up to Door County or some of these other recreational places, that is high rent.
Well, I remember. This was right there. We're gonna live in the place in Two Rivers. Had that.
Yeah, you bought that lot. Bought the, I like that.
Awesome area. Loved it. And our estimate went from like $375,000 to $600,000 within like a year.
That's just it.
And it's like, I'm not a $600,000 person. I BS for a living.
Yeah.
I don't. You know what I mean? It's like, wow.
It just didn't. It wasn't incremental real estate.
No, it went shocking. Yeah.
But here we are.
Yeah. But that's all right.
Anyway, but this weather, there's no reason to leave.
But you know what? I want to talk about, did you see that thing? I saw a thing about mortgage rates, okay? And about how, oh my God, when they're coming. I just want to talk about something real quick here. I know this isn't our mortgage rate segment, but here's the thing. Okay, 30-year fixed rate mortgages since 1972.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
That's good.
So, I mean, when I was like first looking for buy a house, they were 16%, okay? And then when I did buy one, it was like 6%, and then it dropped to 2-ish, 3-ish, yada, 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 and responsibly. But what I'm trying to get across, too, and when you have Ben and Deanna and we have Christine and we have all the different people here talking about the mortgage rate, it's like, this is normal. I mean, it's not like it's a crazy, crazy thing now. All my life, basically, trying to, my younger days, buy a house was double this.
Yeah.
But so it's like, you know, we just... You know,
the mortgage rates are fine, but the pricing, you got to admit, has gone up a lot.
Oh, that part's ridiculous.
That's a little crazy.
Got a text here from Cam in Appleton. I know some townhouses that are $500,000 right now. Blows my mind for a townhouse. $500,000.
Think about, right?
In our day, it would be like, oh, I remember, God. It's like, I heard Bart Starr's house is worth $300,000 or something like that. And it was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Or Reggie White's, I think it was $500. It's like,
How can it? Wow, that's, who can afford that?
Exactly.
And it's, I mean, the average, we had that yesterday. What was it? Just in our community. I mean, $280,000, $300,000. It was very, very high, the median price of a home. And the danger, well, the reason we got that award for being the best place for first-time home buyers is what percent of your income goes to your house.
Right.
And, you know, they always tell you in
30,
real estate
right?
school, it's supposed to be 30, not more than 30. And there's some places where it's 34, 36, 38, and that eats into your lifestyle. But in Green Bay, it was like 28. So it was under 30, which is cool.
Right.
That's good. So
right.
I don't know. You got a match set up. You have the right job. They have the right house. But anyway, overall, when you take all averages, we fared pretty well.
I'll tell you what I think is still a really cool thing, to be honest with you, is like I said, thing back in my hometown. They're doing a thing about the baseball team. They want to. I'll tell you a cool thing that happened, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they had a doubleheader. So the pitcher throws a no-hitter.
Oh.
Okay? Pretty phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? The next game right afterwards, the guy that was catching did the pitching. The guy that had been pitching did the catching and threw a no-hitter.
Wow, that's cool.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah.
But they had little bios of the guys, and like it was cool because it's like, what are you doing? I'm going to go for my carpenter's union license and be a builder all my life. Another one, what are you going to do? I'm going to try to go for my charter fishing captain's license and do it. You know those kids up in those towns?
Right.
They just want to do stuff and builders and things like that. I think that is cool.
No, that's it. We talked, we had somebody in here from NWTC and just talking about trades. You know, you and I have talked about that at length as well. And the job security that comes with that. Oh, he's from the pipe. Fitters Union. That's what he was. In Kakana. He was here the other day. And the training they do and the safety they learn, and that's a great career. And they, you know, during the break, he gave us some of the wages. It's unbelievable.
Oh,
they make
absolutely.
More than a lot of people right across the street.
Absolutely. Yeah. Another friend of mine, her daughter just graduated from NMU, And same type of thing, man. She got her degree in industrial design and art, and she's doing. If I could go back, if you had another life, it's like, okay, this one went good. What you could do now? I would absolutely go into those kind of things.
Oh yeah,
I got a treat for our viewers on Facebook. I have the pictures. I have the pictures of Mino. You ready for this?
Yeah. Is this the Unabomber?
This is the Unabomber. So Mino texted me. He said, I want to go for a walk, but I look like this.
Oh, wow.
And I'm a little worried I look like the Unabomber, right? And I said, well, you know. And then he sent me this.
You're there. Yeah.
There's the Unabomber.
Oh. It could be me again there.
Yeah.
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 That's there you go. All right, cool.
All right. All right, we got to start our quick break. When we come back, Todd Kowalczyk, former head coach at UWGB. Now we'll talk about our great friend, Dale.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump reviving and expanding a policy from his first administration targeting a dozen countries with a full travel ban. It means no visitors from those countries, no temporary trips, no permanent moves. The president also placing partial travel restrictions on another 7 countries.
People from Burundi, Cuba, Laos, Sierra Leone, Togo, Turkmenistan, and Venezuela will now be unable to come to the U.S. permanently or get student or tourist visas. The White House says they're targeting countries that lack proper vetting, fail to share identity and threat information, or exhibit high visa overstay rates.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Russian airstrikes have killed 5 more people, including, Ukraine says, a 1-year-old boy, his mother and his grandmother, part of a drone attack in a northern city. Israel has recovered the bodies of 2 Israeli-American hostages taken in Hamas's October 7th attacks. Also, those U.S.-Israeli-run centers in Gaza shut down for a second day. This is ABC News.